tonight. Amen. And try to get much still here as much as possible. Don't want to keep anybody late tonight. Get on out of here. Okay, tonight we want to talk about prayer. Praying is essential and powerful. Praying is essential and powerful. So we got some scriptures here. This is kind of elaborating on prayer. That's what we're talking about tonight. Praying is essential and powerful if you want to stay saved and if you want to live a victorious life. Amen. The Bible said men ought to always to pray and not to faint. So if you don't pray, you will faint. And you'll fall into some of everything if you don't pray. Amen. So prayer is essential. Praying, not just prayer, because people like to leave it top surfacely. Like, did you have prayer today? Or we had prayer. But praying is a continuation. Amen. Have to pray always. The Lord said, and men ought to always to pray. Not sometime, but always to pray and not to faint. So that means that if you do not pray, you will faint. Amen. You will become weak. Amen. And you will be go under. Amen. So praying, the word praying, it's a continuation. It's present. Amen. It's all of it. Before, middle, and end is always. Praying is essential and it's powerful. Amen. Amen. So essential means to be extremely important. Prayer is extremely important. It's crucial. It's necessary. It's vital. It's important. And it's mandatory. Somebody tell you got a mandatory meeting, you must come. You must pray. You must do. Amen. You must do it. Amen. Not because the pastor say do it. Not because this person, that person say do it. For your own self. Amen. Because that if you don't pray, you become weak and not strong. You not be tuned into what the Lord is want to show you and how he wants to carry you through whatever you're going through. You will not be able to go through it victorious without calling upon the name of the Lord. How many of you know that the Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and they are safe and amen, they are helped. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes the waters may feel like they're about to overflood us in the spirit realm with things and many things, but because of prayer, we begin to hold back the tide. We begin to hold back the floods that will come against our mind, that will come against us. We begin to hold it back through prayer. Amen. So praying, everybody should have been here as much as possible. They missing a good message upon the night to help them. Amen. Can't make it off of just a service and a shouting and a dance and a hallelujah. You got to get some word down in your soul that you can stay saved. Amen. It takes praying. If you want to stay saved, you better pray. You better pray if you want to stay saved. You're not talking about going through no form. I'm talking about really be saved. There's a lot of people saying I'm saved, but they've departed from the Lord in many ways. They're just going through a form. They're not been God that said you abide in me and my words abide in you. You can ask what you will and it shall be done. Amen. Going through a form, just going to church and saying I'm saved versus are you really saved? Are you really set free? Are you really delivered? Is God in you and you in God? Amen. He said, if you want to stay saved, you must continue praying. And you want to live a victorious life. Because you can say, I'm saved and not look victorious either. Your problems and everything could be flooding, right? Walking up on you. You're not walking on them. So prayer is essential for that. To maintain your joy. To maintain your peace. To maintain your strength and your focus in God. You must pray. Because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your spirit wants to pray. And your spirit, you hear me say many times, your spirit, my spirit wants to serve God. But your flesh wants to serve and do what it wants to do. So if you can't think of no other reason to pray, you got to pray against your flesh. Amen. You got to pray against your flesh. Like your flesh might want you to go this way, but you got to say, I know that's not the right way or the right thing for me to do. So I'm praying, Lord, help me. Your spirit is praying, then it's not even your flesh praying for you. Your flesh is saying, let me go this way. But your spirit is saying, I know if I go that way, I'm going to be messed up. I'm going to be lost. So if you don't feel like it's not so much, it's not your brothers, not your sisters, not your mother, not your uncle, not your cousin, but it's you, your flesh. Because if you bring your own flesh down to suggest, you can handle everything else outside of you. But it's your flesh wants to do what it wants to do. It wants to tell somebody, y'all. It wants to do this. It wants to do that. So you got to bring under. Paul said, I keep under my body under subjection that I won't preach to other people and be a castaway, that I won't even witness to other people or proclaim to live a holy life and be a castaway while I'm helping you. So I bring under my flesh. Jesus, amen, was cried out to the Father. Lord, if this cup would pass, can pass for me, let it pass. I flesh didn't want to go that way. Flesh didn't want to be crucified. Sometimes you got to cry it out, pray it through to get on the other side. Amen. And he was able to get on the other side. Amen. Die for the sins of the world. And amen, we're saved today because of what he's done. Amen. So praying, many times I have prayed against my own desires, prayed against my flesh that I can talk about. And you, when you're crying out to the Lord, your mind wants to go this way, your flesh won't go that way. Your spirit say, no, that's the wrong way. That way, I would be lost going that way. So sometimes trials and tests, sometimes they're not as severe as other times, but sometimes look like everything the devil throws your way. Amen? If you ain't been there, keep living. You'll get there. The more you anointed you are, the more stuff to come, the more God use you, you got bigger, you're going up, God taking you up on different level, bigger devils. Things you never experienced in your life, you will experience them. Amen? People look at, they look at this person knowing, oh, they just anointed, they floating on the crowd. You don't have a clue what they go through. Pray for people that are anointed, because the devil don't like that anointing. Amen? And he comes all kind of ways to try to take that anointing. But and also the Lord, when he see you standing, he gonna stand through you and for you. Amen. He will disarm the devil. Amen. He'll say, "Test not my anointing and do my," and he'll let you see where he have disarmed the enemy coming against you because you're taking a stand. Amen. Some things you will never get to tell people. Is some things you don't the Lord don't want you to tell. But only thing you know, only you know what God has delivered you from. You know what God has helped you through. Amen. That's how you're able to help other people, because you've been through some things yourself. All right. We elaborated quite a bit on praying and is essential. We know it to be essential means it's extremely important. It's crucial. It's necessary. It's vital. It's important. It's mandatory that you pray. It's not no ifs and buts if I want to, but if you want to live a victorious life and you want to stay safe, you better pray. We'll start at Luke, in the book of Luke, St. Luke, chapter 18 and verse 1. We're just going to go through these scriptures and we'll elaborate on whatever we can, and we're moving on. It says, and he spake the parable, chapter 18, verse 1, and he spake the parable. He gave an illustration of a story unto them until this end. He said that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. He began to tell them about the unjust judge, tell them about the woman and the unjust judge. I'm not going to read all that part, but we just going to read the first clause. And he spake the parable unto them to this end. He just gave the illustration of the story about the unjust judge and the woman. But the essence of the story is speaking about prayer. And he spake the parable unto them to this end, that men ought always. He didn't say pray here and there, pray when you want to. Say always to pray and not to faint. When you're fainting, when you're in a fainting disposition, it means you're becoming weak. You're becoming weak in whatever. We're not talking about physically. I mean, you can faint physically too, but we're talking about spiritually. You don't pray, you become a victim, and not a victor. Not a victorious prayer, but a victim. The devil would come against you and make you a victim. Amen. You become weak. You lose courage in trusting God. Lose courage in walking with God. You lose spiritual strength. And you become mentally, physically, or emotionally messed all up altogether. Weak. Amen. And when you're weak, the devil's waiting on you to rush in with the kill if God is not watching, if God's not helping you. Amen? So it said, did this end men have to always to pray and not to faint? And also, there's some other scriptures here. We have several scriptures just going through these. Not going to stick with one that long. St. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. Matthew's chapter 26 and verse 41. It says, watch and pray. You have to watch while you're praying. You can't be doing all the praying, and you need to watch your surroundings. You need to watch yourself. You need to watch your actions. You need to watch your how you're pondering your steps. You need to watch your surroundings. Watch what's going on with you and around you spiritually. You need to watch. Be alert. Watch and pray. Because when you're doing both of them, you're going to be okay. If you do all watching, no praying, the devil is still out to trip you up. You're doing all the praying and no watching, you still can get tripped up. But if you're doing none of it, you're going to be messed up. Watch and pray. It says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. It said, watch and pray before the temptation happens. Before the trial or the test or the traps of the enemy, whatever he's trying to do, before he comes your way, watch and pray. Live in prayer. Make prayer a lifestyle. Not hearing when I want something, when I need something, make it a lifestyle of communicating. Prayer is communicating with the Lord. That's what prayer is. I'm communicating. I'm talking to the Lord all the time. He's my friend. I'm talking to him when I don't talk to nobody else. I'm talking to him while I'm brushing my teeth, combing my hair. I'm talking to him while I'm down on my knees. Some people say, well, I just don't have time to pray because they feel like I got to get in a certain position of prayer. But you should get down on your knees sometime, but you don't always have to be down on your knees. You need to get a habit of talking to the Lord at all things about everything. Then it won't take you so long when you do talk to the Lord just to get all the other stuff out the way to start talking to him. Because you've been already there. You're just right there. Amen? It says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Because he lets you know the temptation is going to come. The enticement and the lure and the traps of the enemy, whatever the enemy trying to get you to lie, he's trying to get you to steal, he's trying to get you to do this and do that, this is going to come. It's going to tempt you to do anything wrong. Temptation is being tempted to do something wrong. And it's not just sex. It's not just a relationship. It can be anything. That's one too, but that's not all of it. But to be tempted to do something wrong. Because the Bible says the Lord does not tempt us with evil. But we are tempted when we are drawn away with our own lust. When we already want to do it, we already fall into temptation or whatever. We lie upon the application, lie about this, do that. We already tempted to do it. Amen. If you led away with your own lust, you're going to do it anyway. Because God is not the one bring a trap and put before you and make you fall in the trap. It's the devil. Amen. And he uses people and he uses things. But if you're not observant in your spirit, you'll walk right into it. Trap of the enemy. It said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation, but spirit is indeed willing. Your spirit, my spirit, wants to do the right thing. I'm willing, Lord, to do the right thing. I want to do the right thing. But he says, your spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So that's why the Lord is saying, pray that you enter not into temptation. Because he knows that your spirit is strong, but your flesh is weak. I don't care how anointed you are. I don't care how greatly God uses whatever. Your spirit is one thing, and your flesh is another thing. But if you're praying the way you need to pray, the Lord would have your spirit would harness your flesh and keep it on track. But there's no prayer at all. Your spirit, your flesh is going to be at all time high, doing whatever it wants to do, whenever it wants to do. Amen. We'll get you in trouble. Nobody else can get you in trouble like your flesh. Amen. It's not this person's fault. It's not that person's fault. It's the devil and our flesh. That's the biggest problem. But as you bring it under subjection, like it needs to be bought, Amen. We feel yourself getting out of control. Feel yourself, you know, just want to do all what it wants to do. And just don't seek God anything. It's time for you, amen, to cry out to the Lord. Say, Lord, help me. I need you to pull me closer to you. Amen. I need to, you know, turn down my plate. I'm turning down my plate, Lord. Fasting today. Fasting a half a day. Fasting a meal. Whatever I need to do to pull closer to you. Getting in your word. Because, Lord, I'm there. I feel myself want to go another way. Can I get an amen? Say, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. Amen. The spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. The flesh don't want to pray. It doesn't want to read the word. It doesn't want to do too many things of the Lord at all. It wants to just drink, eat, drink, and be merry and do what it wants to do. Amen. So that's why we have to pray. You have to pray to stay saved. That's what I'm saying, is to stay saved and live a lifestyle like this. You have to have something supernatural to help you to do it. You can't do this on your own. I can't do it on my own. You can't live a holy life down here in this chaotic, crazy world with crazy people around, and you have crazy sometimes too. You can't live with it. You need a greater power to help you to think the right way, to help you with everything. I don't know about nobody. When people really realize how bad they need the Lord, they won't be putting him off and they'll show depend on him more. I don't know about nobody else, but I know I need the Lord. To people say, well, you know, you already got the Lord. You walking with God. He using you. The more he uses you, the more you need the Lord. Because the devil's not worried about somebody over here and sitting doing that. He's after you. Because you have a bigger influence than somebody's not doing nothing. Because when God is using you, you have influence over other people that God's using you, and you can reach a whole lot of people. So why would he bother somebody that's not doing nothing? He's going to come and bother you. And he got all kinds of schemes and traps, stuff you ain't even never heard of, that you've never been bothered with before. I've had attacks come my way that I've never really been bothered with before. And you have to keep, you can't keep attacks in your mind. You can't keep in mind. You better go talk to God about every attack. Amen? Because he knows everything anyway. How can you hide anything from the Lord? How can you? You need to talk to the Lord so he can show you how to get through there. Amen? And back, we're still in Matthew. We'll go back to chapter 7 and verse 7. It said, asked, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. The Lord is saying, when you're praying, this is another benefit. This is another privilege in prayer. This is a benefit of prayer, too. Because you can ask when you can have a communication with the Lord. And when you stand in good communication with the Lord, you can ask what you will. You talk to the Lord every blue moon. You're not in common, no relationship with him. You don't even feel comfortable or confident to ask God nothing. Most time you don't even have faith to believe him because you don't know him. You got to get to know him so you can like have confidence that if I know a person very well, I know I can go to this person and talk to them about whatever I need to talk to. Or I know I can go to this person. Why? Because I have some kind of connection, communication, a relationship with them. Just like my son back there, you know, if I've got any problems, I need, you know, talk to him about something. I need him to help me with something at the house. I know that he might not be able to get to me right away because he have things to do, but I know I can call him or I can call my other son. I call somebody to say I need some help over here. Can come help fix something or something because I know something about him. If I couldn't call, I wouldn't even feel comfortable to call him if I didn't even know him. People got children don't even know him. Amen? Their children are even strange to them. They don't even know if they would do nothing, so they don't even ask. They don't know if they're going to get it done. But I'm saying, how much more is it better you know the Father, amen? You know the Lord. You have to go step out, like the Lord was saying. You don't have to go step out. See, the devil, he has tricks and everything and traps for everybody, amen? Don't care how great you are and how small you are, amen? He got traps because he feel like he won't put a trap out that you will walk in a trap. Amen. Because while you're waiting on the Lord, he'll tell you the Lord ain't going to do that. The Lord ain't going to fix that. So he wants you to go and do it on your own. It's all a trick. Amen. But you don't have to go outside of God's will and get anything. Amen. You don't have to. People nowadays, well, you better go on out there. But I tell you, get yourself a Looney Tune. Somebody crazy. Somebody you think got them all and half crazy. Because you cannot wait on the Lord. You don't have to go get. God got the best for you. You don't have to go get something that you feel like you're going to fix it up yourself. You're going to have problems. Amen. So he said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek. First of all, I say ask. You got to have enough confidence and trust in God that if I need a car or I need a house, I need a husband, I need a wife, I'm going to ask God about this. Amen. A lot of people don't ask God. No, you don't supposed to ask God no question. But Lord, we be in bad shape. We don't ask God no question. Who else going to answer the questions? Who else going to help us? Way back in the day, people didn't know no better. You ain't supposed to ask God. No, that's why they stayed the way they was. Bound. Sick. Faithless. I'm so glad I went in some generations that God have enlightened me with more knowledge than that. Because some things I used to didn't know myself. You need to talk to the Lord about everything. I don't care if you told him 100 times, you talk to the Lord, say, Lord, let your faith develop. Say, Lord, you might go and start asking things. Well, Lord, I'm believing you for this. I've already asked you for that, and I'm believing you to bring it. Well, every time the devil try to bother you with that, Lord, I'm believing you to fix that. I'm believing you to do that. That's the way the Lord wants us to talk to him after we done ask. Amen. Because that means you asking. Amen. That means you're seeking him. Amen. He said, ask and it shall be given. He said, I'm going to give it to you. He didn't say, when I'm going to give it to you, how I'm going to give it to you. We get in God's way meddling, trying to figure out how he's going to do something. We just know he's going to do it. That saves you a lot of heartache. Quit trying to figure out how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it. Just know he's going to do it. Ask and it shall be given you. He didn't say when you ask, I'm going to give it to somebody else. He said, ask and it shall be given to who? You. He says, seek. In other words, you should find. Seek what? Not seek things. Seek him. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Lord, I really don't understand, Lord. I prayed about this, and I don't have a clue how this is going. You know, Lord, looks like nothing is really happening. Lord, I don't understand. You know, would you just open up my understanding? Would you let me see you somewhere in the equation? We have to learn how to. We learn how to pray all kind of prayers. The time you get through seeking, Lord, you'll be learning different ways to pray to God, different ways to approach him. Amen? Amen. So it says, ask and it shall be given you, and seeking you shall find. He said, if you're asking, I'm going to give it to you. You're seeking and you're going to find what you're looking for. And he said, knock and it shall be open unto you. And it says, verse 8 said, for everyone that asks it, receive it. The Lord said, everybody that asked it, and you have to ask in faith, not just ask in unbelief. You have to ask and you have to have expectations that God is going to do what you're asking him. Because that keeps your interest. That's saying, Lord, I'm asking, but you don't actually believe it. That can make you discouraged and disappointed because you have no expectations that he's going to do it. After you ask, you got to be encouraged and encourage yourself. And every time the enemy comes across your mind, you got to say, God is going to fix this. I give this to God because he'll keep coming back and forth. The devil will. You got to say, God got this. He going to work it out. I can't lose no sleep about this. I'm not going to lose no sleep about it. I gave it to the Lord. Amen. And when you do like that, God's looking at you and he's looking at me like, you know, they are believing and trusting me. I'm going to hasten my word to perform. Amen. And say, ask it, and you say, seek it, you shall find, knock and it shall be open. For everyone that asks it, receive it, and he that seek it, find it. And to him that knock it, it shall be open. In other words, God is saying, yes, 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 yes. God is saying yes. If it's in his word, it's in his will, he's saying yes. He said, if you ask anything according to my will, I hear it you. And he said, after you know that I hear you, you got to first know that I hear you. And after you know that I hear you, he said, this is the confidence that you have, that you, if anything you asked in my name, according to my will, I'm going to give it to you. So it's, I was listening to a message the other day, this man was speaking, yes, it's coming. What he was saying, yes, to you, whatever you asked him, yes, it's coming. Amen. I don't care what it looks like. It might not look like it's no signs of it coming. But you got to believe that it's coming, because you got to go back in your life and look at some other stuff that was coming that you believed God and you didn't see it, but it came. Amen. Sometimes we got to go back and look. Amen. But God do different things. He don't do different things for us for one time. We think, we look at it, that's a one-time thing. God bless me. Oh, he blessed me with this house. Oh, he blessed me with this car. Oh, he blessed me with this and blessed me that. And we rejoice in that, and we talk about it no more. We forgot all about, we ain't write it down on journal, we ain't did nothing. We forgot about all of it. To somebody bring it up. I forgot. You got to go back. God's credit is, you got to go back and see when he, remember when he did this? The best time to really go back about something he's did, especially when you're in a hard place. When you're in a real hard place and your back is against the wall, that's the time you need to be hunting and seeking. That's seeking. You're seeking. I'm going back what he's already done. I'm going back and looking with the word he gave to me. Well, no, we don't stay in the word long enough to get anything. We don't have no, you got to put some legs with your faith. You got to put some power with what you believe. You can't just say, I believe, and just sit there with your arms up. You got to get in the word. You got to listen to things that strengthen you. Listen to things that encourage you. Yeah, that's what builds your faith up and helps you to stand up until the blessing comes. Because you can be waiting on the Lord, but you could be waiting on the Lord depressed and discouraged until the Lord comes by, and it's going to be a longer wait because he's requiring faith out of you. Amen? He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, and it's impossible to please the Lord if you have no what? I can't hear nobody out there. It's impossible to please the Lord if you have no what? Faith. So you have to furnish faith if you want to see the promise. If you want to see the manifestation, you got to furnish faith. Amen?
Amen.
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. You know, I don't like to talk about stuff that don't really work. I don't want to talk about it just to preach a good sermon to you, and I'm still under the chair struggling somewhere. I want it to work for me the same as it working when I put it out here. So you got to believe it before you even put it out there and stand on it, even after storms come in your life, after you preach it. Amen? Amen. All right. In chapter 4, Philippians, verse 6, it says, be careful for nothing. In other words, be careful, be cautious, be alert, amen, be careful. Did somebody tell you to be careful? Be careful, honey, don't walk across that street, the car's coming. You're going to be looking and watching, you've been attentively, I'm being careful. Lord said, be careful for nothing. I mean, walk through here on like you're walking on eggs. Be careful how you think. Be careful what you do. Be careful, amen, your thoughts, how the enemy floods your think. Be careful of what you let lodge in your mind. Amen. Especially when it comes to believing God. Be careful of doubts and fears and worries and anxiety. Be careful. Be careful for nothing. It said, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Because I hear somebody say everything. In everything, by prayer, it's saying in everything, pray. By prayer and supplications, as I'm praying and I'm supplicating, I'm making my request known. That's what supplication means. And to God. And it's saying the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It said, in other words, be careful for nothing. God is saying don't worry. You know, when you carry care upon you, that I'm talking about be careful. That's for being cautious, be alert. But I'm going to talk about a care. A care is a concern. You have a concern, but when it becomes to be overly concerned, you're going into anxiousness and you're going to worry. And the Lord wants us to be carefree. He don't want us to walk around with cares. And of course, we have many things that we are concerned about. But when it gets to the point where you are over-concerned, That's why it's not good to be listening to too many people's problems, because they can give you a whole load of stuff in 5 minutes or less and have you so worried down, so worried and shackled down and burdened down. And, you know, I'm trying enough myself to keep the cares off of me. I sure don't want to hear about nobody else's heavy loads. I'm talking about if that's all they do is unload. Now, it's not like when we need somebody to talk to, we need somebody to talk to. But if you're talking to them and you talk encouragement to them, you try to encourage them, or you're trying to be a listening ear, talking faith, but they still talking about, honey, you just don't know the trouble. I say it's time to disconnect. Because they are not trying to hear what God's saying. Amen. We have to have an antidote to something to go opposite against our troubles. We got to know when the devil say it's not going to happen. We got to know. Say, somebody need to be talking. Say it is going to happen. But you can't find too many people to encourage you at all. Beyond be thou encouraged. That's good. But sometimes, it'd be nice if people would just speak more things. But people that's got so much stuff in them, they don't have too much to say to you about being encouraged. They don't have no scriptures to give you. They don't have they don't have something that they done went through that they can relate. They have nothing. Most people don't have nothing to say. So you do better just to stay just talk to the Lord. I'm telling the Lord, that's the Lord. It's one thing I wish I could talk to somebody about. I said, I can't talk to nobody but you. And some things God don't want you going into detail talking about. Because, some people, they might not have went through what you went through. They might faint at your problems. So you don't want to kill them by saying what you done went through. You don't want them to go under, oh my Lord, because they can't even stand up on their own problem. So you got to go to the Lord. Amen. David said, I would have fainted if I had not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Even David, a great king, I would have fainted. And you know, he went through some things. And it said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. God wants you to come to him about everything with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. Don't forget the thanksgiving. Don't forget to just roll off all your troubles to the Lord and beg for stuff. Tell him all about your problem. Then begging for this, begging for that, and begging for that. And get up ignorant without saying, Lord, I sure do thank you. Before you get down, Lord, I sure do thank you. Amen. And the peace of God. It said if you doing this, if you done unload them and care all your cares on him and thanked him and blessed him, he said, and after that, he said, I'm gonna let peace fall upon you. He said, my peace is gonna come upon you. That it said the peace of God which passes all understanding. It's like this is gonna pass your comprehension. In other words, it's gonna pass your understanding. It shall keep your heart and mind. It's gonna keep your mind, keep you in peace, amen. It's gonna keep you from being all worried, your heart all fretting and everything. It's a peace of God. It's like pass your comprehension. You can't even comprehend my peace. In other words, I'm going to put such a peace on you when you do the first verse first. And I'm putting such a peace on you that you're going to literally about forget about that problem. Maybe you're going to flow right through it, not stressed out. How many know God don't want us stressed out? You know, sometimes you don't watch, you be fine. Lord, this thing is stressing me. I don't even like to use the word stressing me. Sometimes I find Lord, this is stressful. This get on my nerves. Sometimes I find myself saying, I said, Lord, I don't want to say that. I don't want to confess things over myself like that. I don't want to say this is getting on my nerve. Then you're going to have a nerve problem. Everything is on the nerve. You got to cast our cares upon the Lord. And when we feel the pressures of life, sometimes today I was trying to call about this bill they had sent me, and I really wasn't supposed to get a bill, and my insurance was supposed to take care of it. And I found out later I wasn't supposed to get one, but it took me talking to almost on the phone about 45 minutes. I was determined, like, I'm just not supposed to be getting this bill because the insurance was supposed to take care of this. And then somebody didn't do what they needed to do, put the right insurance I had down, so they had me. It wasn't a big bill, but I didn't want to pay them nothing. If I wasn't supposed to pay them nothing. So it took me a while. And that hindered me, really. I was wondering, I said, Lord, I don't know why I'm getting over here so late tonight. And I thought about it. I stayed on that phone with them people back and forth. I was doing other stuff, but I was back and forth with them. They didn't want to hear me up. It's like a distraction from the enemy. Amen. So the Lord wants us to cast all our cares upon him. Because he cares for us. Amen. He don't want us to worry about anything and be troubled and stressed out. And that's what I was saying to the Lord. I said, Lord, I said, ooh, these people get on my nerve. Ooh, this is stressful trying to get through it. And I got to think about it. When I finally got through with all that, I said, Lord, I rebuke all this strain, stress off me. Because you're trying to take care of this. I rebuke all that. Amen. I went in there and worked out a little bit. Amen. Get my mind together. You can't go through a whole day with stress on you. You wake up in the morning with stress on you. You go to work, you get more stress on you. You come back home, you get more stress on you. Where's it going to? Where's the relief at? Amen. You got to let it out some kind of way, because if you don't let it out, it's going to break out in your body. It's going to break out in you some kind of way. Amen. Going in God's word, I can't go to the Lord. How you going to go up in God's word? You all stressed out. You may tell the people anything. You don't even know what you're talking about. Amen. Got to have a clear head working for the Lord. Amen. Got to keep keep everything on top, on the right top of things. Amen. So the Lord, he said this peace. He said, if you cast all your cares on me, he said, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, is going to keep your heart and mind. In other words, this is the problem. This is a battlefield right here. But when you go to bed, there's a war going on. Sometime before when you wake up, there's a war going on. Before you can get up, the devil tell you all the different things you need to do, got to do, all the stuff that happened before. You got a war going on. Amen. You need to work on keeping our mind clear. If we will pray like we need to pray, and going through a whole day long, do not do any praying and everything, and you wonder why you feel like you do, because you woke up that way, you went to bed that way, and you're going back to bed that way, and you're going to keep it all week long. Can I get amen? It will stay on you. Amen. It'll stay on you, and then for you know it, it'll start coming out in your body. Yes, it will. Can I get amen? I say my own amens. Amen. It's the truth anyhow. And the last scripture is in John. I mean, you got to work to keep that stuff off of you. I ain't kidding. And really, I'm not the one to talk about physical exercise, because I can use more of myself. I do some. I do get man's in. But you got to, the Lord wants you to be, he wants our bodies to be healthy too. I can't get no help in here. He wants us to be physically fit. Because you can be not physically fit in your mind or your body. Find something to do to work the stress off of you. Amen. The pressure off of you. Work out. Do something. Amen. Get your exercise. Keep your heart pumping right. Amen. I'm not a physical ed teacher, but I know physical exercise does help. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know it does help. I know the little bit that I do. I don't do a lot. The little bit I do, it helps me. It helps not only your physical body, it helps your mind too. Physical exercise. Amen. Because if all we do is just eat all the time and stuff ourselves all the time and worry and stress and everything, we're going to just feel like we all are clogged up mentally and physically. You got to let it out some kind of way. Sleep better. Amen. Especially we eat right too. Sleep better when you have some type of form of exercise. Amen. All right. St. John chapter 15 and verse 7. It said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide. This is the final scripture. It says, in other words, the whole conclusion of the matter. It's like, if you abide in me, first, if you're abiding in Christ, you're abiding in me, Lord. That means I live in you, Lord. I stay in you. I'm not in you one day and I'm out of you the next minute, next day. I'm linked with you. I'm connected with you, Lord. Maybe I'm not as connected with you as like this person over here, but I have a connection with you. Me and you, we have something going on. Amen. I'm abiding in you, Lord. I'm not trying to get out your will. I am abiding in you, Lord. My flesh may not want to abide in you, but I am abiding in you. In other words, I'm keeping your commandments. I'm keeping your laws. I'm doing the best I can to do that. Can I get an amen? If you abide in me, he said, if you abide in me. In other words, if you abide means to stay in me. If you stay in me and my words abide in you. In other words, if my words have place in your life, when you read, is my words, do you keep my word? When you read my word, do you keep my word in your heart? Do you read my word? Do you cherish my word? Do you embrace my word? Do you hold on to my word? Do you obey my word? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, he said, this is the outcome. You shall ask whatever you will. Not some things you can ask, whatever you will. Try me out. Ask whatever you will. I'll let you know. If it's in my will, I'll give it to you. In my time, I'll give it to you. And it shall be done unto you. That's what it's saying. So them are all the benefits of prayer and praying. Praying is essential and powerful. How many of you know, you don't have to say anything, but you can just raise your hand. You know, if you hadn't been praying about a lot of things, those things you probably wouldn't even be sitting here tonight. Can I see your hands? You know that God kept you. Amen. He kept you from doing the things that, amen, that we should not go. Places we shouldn't, things we should not do. Not only you, all of us. Myself and all. Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord. We wrapping things up right now. Thank the Lord for the message, which there was others tonight had made it out. Some couldn't make it out for one reason or the other. But praying is essential. It's powerful and it's essential. Amen. It's powerful. When I didn't elaborate on powerful, but powerful means it's strength. Anything is powerful is strength. It means there's strength in it. It makes you strong. Prayer makes you, it strengthens you, and it makes you strong. And not only do it strengthen you and make you strong, it'll make you super strong. Amen. It'll make you super, like somebody say, superhuman, they would say. Supernatural spirit will come upon you. Amen. The supernatural spirit will come upon you, and you'll be able to go and through anything. You'll be able to do anything. The scripture says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You'll be effective. You won't go under. You'll be so strong, you'll just go over every obstacle. You become so strong. So that's the word powerful. That's what I'm saying. It's powerful. Amen. You have great power. Amen. Potency. It's not diluted. It's not diluted with nothing. It's straightforward power when you pray. Somebody thank the Lord and give God a praise. We're done.